Total Tuscany Podcast, number 19. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice. With me again is Pat Capagna. Hello, sir.
Travis, how are you today?
Very good. And together, we talk about the travels, the tours, and the absolutely wonderful time you can have in Tuscany when you dare to take that trip for the first time, or to go back for a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, or even if you choose to live there on a full-time basis. You know, we like to think we're fairly experienced Tuscany travelers, and one of the biggest questions that we get almost daily, it seems like, from coworkers of myself or via the email, and I'm sure you get it a lot, is taking children to Tuscany. Is it feasible to take a family to Tuscany? And the short answer to that, yes, it's very feasible to take a family to Tuscany.
Just as feasible as taking them to Disney, isn't it?
And that's what you have to get through your head, is that, yes, it can be overwhelming at times to go overseas. It's a lot different than going to Disney in Orlando or the Grand Canyon or the Grand Tetons, because if you live in the United States, it's easy to get in the car, the minivan, or even fly a shorter distance to those places. But at the end of the day, going to Tuscany or any other place internationally is no different than going to one of those places.
You know, it's a longer plane ride, and it takes a little bit more planning. But I think what we've discovered is the planning and the anticipation, not just for the parents, but for the children, is half the fun.
That is half the fun. And my wife will tell me, we were getting ready to prepare for this podcast. She goes, so it's just going to be you and Pat talking about taking kids to Italy. I said, well, yeah. She goes, well, your perspective and my perspective are two different things. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, you didn't ride on the plane with her. You were there, but I sat by her. You didn't sleep with her every night in the bed. You had your own bed to yourself. So there are a lot of different things to take into account that maybe mothers go through than fathers go through. But we can tell you that we have taken our own children to Tuscany. I took four our first time, ranging in ages from 13 to 9 to 7 to 2. You took three children. What were their ages when they went?
They were, I believe, 7, 10, and 11 at the time.
So we had quite the range of almost every age that you could imagine, and we like to think that it went off without a hitch. Now, were they tired at times? Were they difficult at times? Yes, but that's no different than you're going to get from a child or an adolescent on any vacation that you go to.
Yeah, I think it took a while for them to adjust to the long flight. Just like it took the adults. But actually, you know, they seemed to adjust fairly quickly. They had the right idea. They stayed awake. They were excited when we arrived. And at some point in time, they slept, and they slept a long time, and then they were good to go.
You know, so over the next 20 minutes or so, Pat and I are going to talk about, you know, the benefits of taking your child to Tuscany and maybe ways to approach it. It may not be the conventional way you think of it. It may not even be the direction that you're thinking. But there's some questions you kind of have to ask yourselves and planning that goes into it. So I put together a list of five tips for traveling to Tuscany with kids. Our first tip really is know your kids. Let me repeat that again. Know your kids, because traveling to Tuscany is a big investment. Now, and if you listen to our advice, it's going to be a trip that takes at least 2 weeks, because we recommend that be your minimum stay. But now, don't take this the wrong way, but nobody knows your kids better than you do. How have they traveled in the past? Are they brats? Do they throw temper tantrums? Do they complain, etc.? If you are already worried about traveling with your child, then the trip may not be for you. But again, sometimes the cold hard truth is hard to face, but you have to know your kids, and nobody knows better than a parent whether they can really, really handle something like that.
If they would struggle, if those children would struggle on a longer trip to Disney or something like that, yeah, it's not going to change.
Well, how many times have our own personal friends gone to us, I can't believe you brought your kids. I would never go on a trip with my kids. Or it's, I'm going to wait till they get older. And then next time we talk to them, I'm going to wait till they get a little bit older. Well, now they're teenagers. So are you still going to wait? I mean, they didn't feel comfortable bringing their kids when they were younger. And if our friends are listening to this, they're probably going, are you talking about me? Well, yes, we are talking about you. But nobody knows your kids. And it's kind of hard. It's kind of a self-reflective process. But you know whether or not if you're annoyed by your own children on a vacation, then maybe such a long trip wouldn't be for you. So you really have to know your kid.
Mm-hmm. And explore it and talk about it with the kids. And like anything else, show them what they might be interested in. And that's all about knowing where their interests lie and what their ages are. But I think we took children of such a wide range of ages. And they all had an incredible time.
Well, and we were lucky because they were a wide range of ages, but so close together that they had friends to play with and they were there. Not everybody would have that luxury because we rented the same villa. So our kids were together all the time. So they had things to do. But and don't assume that age makes a difference here, because I can tell you on our trip to Tuscany with my 2-year-old, which, by the way, we had a backpack and I hauled her around a lot on the backpack. At times, my 2-year-old acted a lot better than my 9-year-old. But in the end, at the end of 17 days, it was a rewarding trip. And I thought for the most part, the kids were pretty well behaved. Again, deep down, know your kids. And if you know them well enough, which you should, you'll know whether or not they can take a trip like this. Number two, when it comes to our trips to traveling with kids to Tuscany, get them excited about the trip. Pat, you were wonderful about this with your kids. And what I mean by that, show them places they're going to see and experience. Start listening to how to speak Italian programs as a family. Give them a history lesson. The more they know, the more they're going to get excited about going to Tuscany.
Absolutely. Things that we did to encourage them to get excited about the trip, because we looked at it then as a trip of a lifetime. And so we would listen on the way into school in the morning to some Italian language CDs or DVD. And we would, they weren't reading so much on those guidebooks, but they were looking at a lot of pictures. And I gave them a little bit of history. It was age appropriate. And they just took it and ran with it. They had some expectations before we left town.
And believe it or not, yes, Tuscany is full of history and maybe some things that the children may not understand, but there's plenty of things to get them excited about. And when you show them a foreign land or you show them pictures or you get them on the internet and really kind of show them unique and historic places that they're going to go to, they can get really fired up about it. Now, on our first trip, it really was a family experience because our two families planned this trip together and it was a 2-year process. So the children watched us plan the trip. They were kind of involved in the process. So they were at the meetings. They watched, and I think they could see how excited we were to go to Tuscany, and I think that made them even more excited.
No question. It became an adventure that they were our children, and I think yours, they were interested in what they would pack and how they were challenged in how they could pack lightly and what they could take along, and just had a great time with the planning method.
So to recap, the first tip to traveling to Tuscany with kids, know them very well. You'll know deep down whether or not they can handle a trip such as this one. Second, get them excited for the trip. Spend some time with them, educating them about Tuscany, starting to learn the Italian language. You don't have to know the entire language, but if they know how to say buongiorno, arrivederci, you know, just simple basic words, I think they'll feel... they'll have fun trying to interact with Italians when they're over there. Mm-hmm.
A few numbers, how to ask for the waiter, how to ask for the bathroom. Nothing complicated.
Yeah, it's stuff we struggle with. So if we're going to struggle, but it's fun to struggle as you try to learn the language. Sure. Number three, and I think this is very important, and it took me a while to get this one down, and that is move at their pace, not yours. Now, we ask a lot of our kids on a big vacation, remember to slow down, try to see things through their eyes. This is a trip to relax, not go, 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 go. They will appreciate it in the end that you slow down for them. And one of my favorite memories that I think about all the time, Pat, was not a trip to Florence, not a trip to Volterra, not a trip into the Chianti or down to Montepulciano. My favorite time of all the times that I've been to Italy and all the times I've been to Tuscany is we woke up one day at Villa Salvucci, located just outside of San Gimignano, and I asked the kids, what do you guys want to do? And they said, we just want to stay here. We don't want to go anywhere. We want to play on the grounds, and we just want to relax. And we said, all right. And that turned out to be the most wonderful, memorable day of all that I've had in Italy.
Mm-hmm. And it actually helped to create that interest that we had in just staying put. I think that we felt that desire too. We had been running around a little bit. We wanted to stay at the villa, but you're right. That was an incredible day, and as a result of it, I think we stayed at the villa a couple more times without venturing around. And they had been around enough, and you know, your children, our children, the same. They didn't want to see another museum. They didn't want to see another piece of architecture. They just wanted to relax. And what better place to do that?
Now, I'm not saying totally give in to what they want to do on a daily basis. Obviously, you have things you want to do and see when you're there. But just move at their pace. Children don't want to move at the pace that we want to move at. And sure, it's a little bit slower. But in the end, that's what Italy's all about, is moving at a much slower pace to really take it in. And I say this all the time. When I'm there, I feel like a kid. Yeah. I feel like I can just do what I want, go at my own pace, and nobody's there to push me. That's what I find relaxing about
it. And it might sound like a cliche, but to look at it through their eyes, that helped a lot.
Yeah, it really did. So move at their pace, not yours. This one is, number four is going to sound a little maybe ridiculous to some, but in the end, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. And it's really a boundary to set before you even get to Tuscany, and that is limit the souvenirs. Now, before you jump on me on this, you know, more than likely, you're going to come back home with more stuff than what you went there with. Visiting markets, shops, your kids are going to go want a lot of different stuff. I mean, you can walk through every town and see something really, really cool. Tell them before you go, they're limited to one souvenir or keepsake. This will make that one item a true treasure and save on your budget and your packing as you go home. Yeah, my kids did a really good job at that. They did a much better job than I did, because we came back with bottles and bottles of wine, and we realized that was probably not the smartest thing in the world to do. But I know that my son got an Italian soccer jersey, so, and I forget what my daughters got, but they were limited to one souvenir, and maybe not one, but two. But you don't want to bring back a whole bunch of stuff, because in the end, none of it's really special. If they get one thing, it's special and memorable.
They seemed, I think our children, they seemed to appreciate that this was a unique experience. And one of the things that we let them pick up a souvenir too. But one of the changes that, or approaches that I took was to plan a special day or special morning with each child, where I took them individually someplace. And it wasn't far from the villa, but it was a memorable experience that each one of them still talks about. And I think it was probably a more important souvenir than something they could hold.
Yes. So limit the souvenirs. And number five of our tips to traveling to Tuscany with kids, keep them entertained. And this is a couple different places. On the plane especially, it's a long plane flight. If you're flying from the United States, depending on where you are, for us, it was 8 hours to Amsterdam, and then another, 2 hours to Rome or 2 hours to Florence, depending what airport we flew into. So we kept the kids, depending on their age. We were lucky because we had in-flight television so they could watch movies. Mm-hmm. But games, card games, you could, you know, books. And I read a lot of you know, you get on the website and say, how to travel with kids. Don't give them sweets. Yeah, you go ahead and do that over 8 hours. You go ahead and not give your kid any candy over 8 hours and see how that really works. It doesn't work. I mean, we all have to be realistic. But, you know, it's okay to give them a little candy because it keeps them happy. Most likely, then my daughter, my two-year-old, didn't sleep on the plane. That really bothered her, being in it really kind of threw her off the time thing. And it took her a little bit to get adjusted. She was the hardest one to get adjusted. But keep them entertained. But while you're there, remember, this is a trip. Maybe give them their own camera so they can take their own pictures, make their own keepsakes. This is we hear it all the time, journal. If you have one that's old enough to write, and just have them write a paragraph or two, or a journal about their experiences. That way they can look back at later on and read through their own words how they saw Tuscany. So there's different ways to keep them entertained and excited about the trip.
And we followed each of those. And one of the other things we did with the older children was to have them write a postcard to a relative. And they had fun just mailing it in an Italian mailbox. We actually beat them back to the States, which was kind of interesting. But that was another way of journaling.
So the five tips we have for you, know your kids. You know whether or not they can make a trip like this. Get them excited for the trip. Spend some time with them in the planning process. Show them what they're going to see and get them excited about it. Move at their pace, not yours. Remember, kids don't want to go as fast as you do. They may not want to see as much as you do. So sit back and maybe see the trip through their eyes. Limit the souvenirs. You don't need to bring a bunch of stuff back. That one souvenir will have a much lasting impression compared to 20 or 30 things that you'd bring back. And keep them entertained. Have them take their own photos. Give them a small camera. Also, have them journaling. Now, when you go overseas, obviously, you need a passport as an adult. The same is true for a child. You must have a passport. But a passport for an adult and a child are two different things, just based on the ages, because a children's passport only lasts 5 years. So if you already have a passport for your child, make sure that it's still current. My daughter, who just went to Australia, ran into this. We were getting ready to book her flight. Oh, it had expired from her last trip to Australia. So always make and check that passport that it hasn't expired on you.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to add a sixth point.
You're going to add a sixth?
I'm going to add a sixth.
You go ahead and add a sixth.
I didn't even run this by you,
Trev. You don't have to.
The sixth thing is, interestingly enough, if you do this, and we strongly recommend that you do if you can, be prepared for it to change the lives of your children.
That's true.
As well as the adults. And by that, I think we both have experienced, we've created a pretty strong desire for the children to go back.
I would say in my two oldest ones, mm-hmm. My oldest child, who's now 18, she was 13 when we went there. She has already been to Australia twice since then. So it's not just Italy. It has piqued that international travel bug. And I think my son does too. And I would say my youngest kind of forgets. I mean, she remembers some part in my third, Mary. She remembers. And she knows she wants to go on another big trip, but definitely my two oldest want to travel internationally.
It piqued their interest. It created a sense of adventure, but I think it also created a sense of cultural appreciation, just to get a little deep here, that they would not have had if we had not taken that trip.
Yeah, I mean, the cultural appreciation from the language, from the history. Listen, when you go to Tuscany, you're not visiting a strip mall. All right, you're just not, and anything that you can't even compare it to anything here in the United States, because there's nothing to compare to centuries old, going back to times before Christ, depending on where you visit. I mean, it's just, and I think, and give your kids credit, especially if they're in that 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 year old range, they have they know more and they appreciate that more than what you ever may think. And trust them. They really appreciate seeing stuff like
that.
And
it built a lot of confidence.
It really did. It really did. For other travel tips, make sure to check with the TSA. All children have to be screened. If they bring toys and such along, that baggage is going to be checked. And, the only thing they really don't have to do is take off their shoes when they go through the screener. But, children have to go through a lot of the same procedures that adults do with the TSA. And again, don't forget to have that passport and make sure that it's up to date as well. Well, that is our advice for traveling to Tuscany with children. If you want some more advice or some more tips, feel free to email us info@totaltuscany.com. You can also interact with us almost on a daily basis if you follow us on Twitter @TotalTuscany. Make sure to like our Facebook page as well. Total Tuscany is the name of that Facebook page. Follow the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and we'll be back with another one probably in a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. Pat, it's a good conversation today. It's always just we have a vast amount of experience. You don't always need that interview to come on, because we have a wealth of knowledge to give.
We'll just interview each other. Travis.
Now, my wife will tell me very soon if I screwed up or not. So,
well, we need a woman's experience.
That's exactly right. All right, ciao, everybody. And remember, live Tuscan.
Ciao.